Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Delighted to be here with you on a Tuesday afternoon. And we got two great guests for you. Second hour, William Albrecht will be here. We're going to just do an Ask Me Anything on Mary. He loves talking about Mary, and he's been gracious enough to come on and do an hour. We got two big Marian feasts this month, so maybe we'll focus on Marian feasts or just the Mariology that allows Catholics to have these joyous feasts around Mary, whether you're Catholic or not. If you've got questions around that, we'll do that the second hour. First hour, it has become a tradition. In recent years here at Catholic Answers in Advent and Lent, we have Gary Zimak with us, and Gary's the author of several best-selling books, including Give Up Worry for Lent, which I think about a trillion people have bought. I don't even think there's even been a trillion people, but a trillion people bought that book. Stop Worrying and Start Living, Let Go of Your Fear and Listen to Your Blessed Mother. And now the new one, Find Peace in Advent, 4 weeks Worrying Less at Christmas Time. Gary Zimak, thank you for being here with us.
Cy, it's always a pleasure, brother. Thank you so much for having me back again.
I'm so happy that you're here. And the great thing I think about your it's really the almost like your vocation within a vocation. You know, you're an evangelist and, yeah. and speaker and all that. But within that vocation, you have this special ministry to people who worry.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and that's because, Cy, I'm somebody who has always struggled with anxiety, and I get it. And early in my ministry, when I went into full-time ministry after leaving the software industry, I thought that should be my focus. And, you know, people questioned it. Some people said, are you sure you want to get that narrow? But I'll tell you what, Cy, 13 years and counting in full-time ministry, centering around this idea of breaking free from worry, it's working.
Yeah.
And I just want to say quickly, I led a parish mission, an Advent parish mission last night, and I talked to somebody whose brother lives in Canada, and she told me, this woman said, I have to tell you, my brother found your books, and he is such a fan. He is reading all of your books. You have brought him such peace, and he's dealing with a brain tumor right now. And Cy, I gotta
praise
say,
God
that,
for
when
that.
I hear stuff like that, it blows me away.
Yeah.
How the Lord's using me. I'm just a regular guy who's trying to do what the Lord wants. And I know the work's touching people. It's bringing them comfort.
Well, it does point, however, to this this kind of dark side of the way that we live now. And I don't know, maybe yeah. all of human history has been this way, but it does feel like there's certain things that are made worse by the modern lifestyle. And one of them is
right.
worry. People worry a lot. It's crippling for many people.
It is, Cy. And you know, the sad thing about it is, even if we run out of things to worry, all you have to do is turn on the TV or look on the internet. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are bombarded with reasons why we should worry. All the while, we have Jesus on the other side saying, do not worry. So, you know, as Christians, we're definitely called to a countercultural way of life. And he's very clear about that. Do not worry. I am with you. You're going to be okay. We'll get through this. But the world just doesn't buy into that theory. So, yeah, there's reasons. And, you keep the focus on Jesus. That's what I try to do. I bring people to him, and he takes care of the rest.
Hey, if you need some peace in your life, the new book is Find Peace in Advent from Gary Zimak. Or you can call and talk with Gary, 888-318-7884. We love having these conversations. That's why we do this show twice a year. 888-318-7884. It's just such a practical problem that people face. And this is the striking thing, too, Gary, from all your books is the reliance on scripture. That is, you could try to talk people out of worrying, but it's better to let God try to talk them out of worrying. That's, I think, I feel like that's what you've done.
Yeah, absolutely. Every one of my books is filled with scripture references. And you know what else, Cy? I always include prayers in my books because I want people to connect with the Lord. And I recommend the sacraments. You know, last night at the parish mission that I led, I'm starting to do this more and more. I talked to the pastor and I said, would you do a brief 10-minute period of exposition, adoration, and benediction. So we talked about Jesus for throughout the night, and then I said to the people, "Okay, he's coming out now," and I knocked my microphone over. I got so excited. It blew everybody away, including myself, to be in the presence of the Lord. So, you know, it's a combination of scripture, it's words, but it's his presence, it's his grace that enables us to find that peace.
This is the thing, and this is why I marvel at the power that scripture has, that you have kind of mined for these books to help people get over worry, this great affliction of the modern world, this horrible affliction that people live with. Christ himself is a healer. And I think I started to really kind of grasp that, how important that was to say that, to openly say it all the time. Christ is a healer. With some of your books, this that we have kind of forgotten to ask him for healing or turn to him for healing from these things that we have. We should have all the, you know, we need medications, we need hospitals. I'm not against any of that, but that doesn't mean Christ himself doesn't want to heal you.
Exactly. I always tell people, and you know, I'm not a professional. I'm not a medical professional. I deal with a lot of Catholic therapists, though, who are very familiar with my work. And I always make sure to get to know to check with them and make sure I'm not saying anything wrong. I always tell people, okay, if you may need medical intervention, anxiety can be biological, but whatever you do, give Jesus a chance, either first or at the same time. Because, you know, Si, you go on medication, chances are you're going to feel better and you might have missed a golden opportunity like I was able to capitalize on, to let Jesus heal you and find out what he can do for you, you know, through his power. And so we cut him out of the picture, even though society gives us any number of different ways to deal with anxiety besides turning to Jesus. He really is the ultimate answer.
888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. If you'd like to talk with our guest, Gary Zimak, the author of Give Up Worry for Lent, but the new book as well, Find Peace in Advent, out now. You can get it wherever you get your good Catholic books. But this is one of those things. I feel like Give Up Worry is not like give up, I don't know, like say a hard drug or something, where you go, you just got to stop. And it's more like managing food, like for someone who eats too much. And like, because there is a healthy worry. There's such a thing as healthy worry. It's not all, you can't just go, I'll never worry about anything. That will be the end of you. You should worry about a car coming when you're at the curb. Look both ways.
Right, right.
So how do I find what's healthy worry? Or how do you kind of define what's healthy and what's unhealthy in worry?
You know, you bring up a good point. It all begins with fear, and fear is a God-given emotion. The Lord gave us fear so that we can process when we are in danger. So the way it should work is, if I am in danger, you mentioned the car. If there's a car coming at me, I should be afraid and then respond to that fear in a way that could save my life. But what happens with anxiety sometimes, I've heard it defined that anxiety is sort of fear on steroids, you know, where we may be afraid of getting sick. We may be afraid of financial difficulties. We might be afraid of the future. All of these things which we shouldn't be afraid of if we have a Heavenly Father who loves us. And as Christians, we do. So when we are afraid when we shouldn't be, sometimes that can lead to worry. Fear, no matter what we're afraid of, right? Even if it's irrational, even if it might be inordinate fear of the future. I should know that God will take care of me, but if I'm afraid when I shouldn't be, it can always lead to prayer, no matter how we feel. And I tell people, don't focus on your feelings. Focus on responding to the feelings, right? When I'm afraid, I can always pray, even if I'm scared to death and don't really think God's going to come through for me. Faith is an act of the will. It's a decision. And you know what? The more you do that, the easier it becomes. I'm an anxious person by nature. I get afraid very easily. But every time I'm afraid, that's the opportunity, Si, for me to turn to the Lord. And, man, he puts me through stuff. He keeps putting me through stuff. I always tell him, I have enough material, Lord. You can stop. but he keeps giving me, right?
Yes, right. You've made your point.
Exactly. I get it. I've got enough material for the rest of my life, but he keeps putting me in situations. And you know what? He brings me a lot of peace when I choose to trust him.
The number is 888-318-7884. I will get to the callers who have called when we come back from the break. There are lines open. We're talking with Gary Zimak about the new book, Find Peace in Advent. Jesus does want you to find peace. The Heavenly Father does want you to give up worry, to have a life of trust and peace. And what Gary does is he digs into Scripture. And he helps you with daily meditations, all kinds of wonderful helps to overcome worry and to find peace. You're welcome to call 888-318-7884. We'll be right back with more with Gary Zimak on Catholic Answers Live.
Hang on. Catholic Answers Live will return in a moment.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite monks of Wyoming. Delicious mystic monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All mystic monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase mystic monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Mother Angelica had a simple goal when she began EWTN, to reach the world with the gospel message. EWTN is the most trusted source of authentically Catholic content on the air today, 24/7, television, radio, social media, and podcasts. We've never wavered from our mandate to proclaim the truth and majesty of the Catholic faith. Thank you for joining EWTN in this mission.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. This time of the year, it can actually be very difficult for many people. As a matter of fact, most of us at some time in our life will have a difficult time around the holidays, and especially as Christmas approaches, and there's all just so many emotions and memories and expectations that go with the whole Christmas thing, family coming back, all of that. A great time to remember that the Lord wants us to have peace in our heart. It's a great gift. Peace in our heart is a great gift, but He really does want to give it to us. Find Peace in Advent. That is Gary Zimak's new book. You can get it now. You don't have to wait. And it's a. I'll tell you what, Gary. Why don't you kind of describe how a person is to approach this book? Because it's not a book you just sit down and read cover to cover. This is a book for daily reading.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very similar to Give Up Worry for Lent, and you know that book has been my, as you mentioned, it's been my best-selling book. It's a daily devotional, and what I do in this book, Si, I follow the mass readings, the daily mass readings throughout the Advent season. So I really let the church lead me in what I write about each day. So I have a Bible verse, I have a reflection, I have a call to action, and then I have a prayer. Each day's meditations takes about 5 minutes, and it's the type of book, so we're in the second week of Advent right now, you could pick it up right now or next week and pick it up wherever you are. It's not dependent on, you don't have to read it from the beginning until the end. You pick it up where you are. And it's my goal at attempting to prepare for Jesus during the Advent season so that on Christmas Day, we're going to be closer to him than when we started. And since he's the Prince of Peace, he wants to give us the gift of peace. So anytime we get closer to the Lord, we let him work more deeply in our lives. We're going to feel that peace. And that's why this book is called Find Peace in Advent. It's a very simple process. And because I knew people are overburdened during the weeks leading up to Christmas. I knew that, and I didn't want them to have to add this to everything else they're freaking out about. You know, in addition to our regular causes of worry, we've got the Christmas rush taking place. Yeah. It's funny, our church is sort of out of sync with the world. The world's saying, hurry up, get things done. The church is saying, slow down and prepare for Jesus. Well, I'm going to go with what the church says, but at the same time, understanding that people have things to do. So this book is written for busy people.
Check it out. Find Peace in Advent. As I said, get it wherever you get your good Catholic books. Certainly head to your local Catholic bookstore and ask for it there. They'll be happy that you asked for it. If you want to talk with Gary right now, 888-318-7884. I'll tell you what, I've been talking a lot with Gary. I enjoy talking with Gary. I must admit that this is something that is dear to my heart because I do believe too many people are afflicted with worry that is, it's not of the Lord, and he really does want to help. He really does want to help. And so that's my own personal kind of attachment to what Gary does. It's very, very helpful. If you'd like to call and talk with Gary, 888-318-7884. Cole is in Purcell, Oklahoma. Welcome, Cole. You got a question for Gary Zimak?
Hi, thank you. Yeah, I do.
All right, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Cole.
My question is when worry is sort of a occupational hazard. So, for instance, I'm a husband and a father, and I would say that it is almost my job to worry. For instance, right now I'm in between jobs. I'm doing interviews left and right. Me and my wife have a daughter and another one on the way. I have to think of the winter coming and trying to prevent my pipes from freezing, trying to make sure nothing breaks down. We have one car we're working with. So these are things that I can't control in so much as more than I can, prevent them or use preventative measures, but I have to dwell in them and think about them. And that, I guess I struggle with separating that responsibility with feeling that deep worry in my heart.
Right, right. You know, Cole, you bring up a great point, and I think what we have to do, and I can relate to that as somebody who has been the sole provider for my family for a number of years now. I totally get that. We have responsibilities. I think we have to differentiate between concern and worry. Worry is when we just let the wheels in our head spin, when we just come up with endless scenarios, when we can't do anything about the problem. Concern, on the other hand, is maybe a response to fear or to our responsibilities as a husband, as a father, as a wife, as a mother, a response to the responsibilities that we have, our duties that we have. There are things that the Lord expects us to take care of. Now, I realize you may be listening on radio, but I have behind me my statue of the sleeping Saint Joseph. He's my role model. And I turn to Saint Joseph frequently because he had to take care of Jesus and Mary. He had to do some, make some difficult decisions and take care of them. So I always ask him to intercede for me. And I try to look at it that way. Yeah, there's times when you got to make a choice and do something to protect your family, to earn a living, whatever it is. So concern is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. You want to be concerned about your responsibilities. And that's what the Lord expects you to do. But worry is a step beyond that. Worry usually is an attempt to control what we can't control. And God doesn't want us to do that. That's why Jesus specifically said, do not worry.
What do you think, Cole? Cole?
Thank you. I really appreciate the response. I guess deep down I understand the difference. I think my problem is going from understanding to implementing, as is the case with so many other things in life.
Yeah,
I really appreciate your answer,
Cole. That's wonderful. I will ask our listeners to pray for you as you're involved in your job search. Probably the best I can do today is send you a present if you'd like one. Maybe I'll just leave you on the line if there's a Catholic Answers book that we can send you. I'd be happy to send it to you. Ave Maria Press publishes Gary Zimak's book, so if you or anyone else would like to find Peace in Advent, you got to check out Ave Maria. They got all kinds of good stuff. They're a good publisher, and check that out. But I'd be happy to send you whatever we've got on our catalog here at Catholic Answers Call. Thank you for the call. The number is 888-318-7884. Can you find peace? Is it possible? Does God really want you to have it? These are all things that a million times Gary Zimak has answered these questions. And now he's got a new book to help you do it in Advent. Find Peace in Advent. If you've got a question for Gary, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. I'm going to Ohio. Teresa is in Ohio, listening on the EWTN app. Hello, Teresa. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. Mine's actually a little bit related to the gentleman that just called, and I am going to give my notice at my current job tomorrow, and I'm a bit nervous about it because it's such a busy time, and we're short-staffed as it is, and I feel like it's all on me, and if I leave, you know, I just worry about them. But of course, I have a better opportunity, and I don't want it to be all about me. So is there anything scriptural that I can meditate on overnight before I let them know, because I'm a nervous wreck?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it. Gary, what do you say? What do you say to Teresa?
You know, Teresa, I can sympathize with what you're going through, because I had to make the decision to, it's funny, I got into full-time ministry because I got laid off from my day job. But then after being in it for a while, about a year and a half, I went to a parish to work. So I worked as a director of evangelization for a parish. Then I felt the Lord calling me to get out of the boat again. And I made the decision to leave, and I knew it was going to be painful for the people I left behind. It was creating a void, but I just felt that the Lord was calling me to do that, and I'm sure that he was now. You know what comes to mind? The words of Jesus when he was calling the apostles, and he said, follow me. You know, those words, follow me. He often calls us to leave our jobs, you know. That's what happened with Matthew the tax collector. Follow me, and it's going to be okay. You know, it's never wrong to follow the Lord. As long as you pray about it, you discern it, and it's going to work out for everybody, for the best of everybody. That's what I could say. Just focus on those words. If you feel that he might be calling you to leave, whether it's for a better opportunity or for any other number of reasons, you can't go wrong by following the Lord.
Okay, Teresa.
Wow, thank you. I felt such a sense of peace go over me when you were saying that, so thank you, and I will think on these things.
Oh, praise God, Teresa. Let's give her something, too. I don't know. I'm just going to give away stuff mood today. See if maybe, well, whatever Teresa wants. Something that from our catalog, we'll send it to you, Teresa. Thank you very much for your call. And I'm sure there are people, and I will ask our listeners to keep Teresa in prayers as well. And thank you, Teresa. The number here is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. There's more folks on the line. I'm going to get to more folks. There's three lines open anyways right now, 888-318-7884. I do want to ask you about something, though, Gary, because I know what happened to you. You're all booked up speaking for 2025. That got disrupted because of you thought you were zigging, and when you could have zagged. So now you are completely not booked for Lent. And I know that your Lenten missions, which used to be three nights, but are now just one night. You come into a parish, do a one-night parish mission. You're free for Lent. People can get you in their parish right now.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time that I was in December free for Lent. I was managed to rebook at things. I told you off the air, my wife had some health issues. Thank God she's doing much better now. But I thought I had to cancel all my work for next year, which I did. But now, you know, the Lord's steering us in a different direction, and the availability is there. So if anybody is interested in having a parish mission, a Give Up Worry for Lent parish mission, I used to do three nights, but I've got it down to one night or one day now. Please reach out through my website, followingthetruth.com. I have openings. I really want to bring this message out into the world. And you know what, Si? I know that the Lord's going to send me where I'm supposed to go.
He has a tendency to do that.
He does.
888-318-7884 is the number here. If you want to contact Gary and have him come out and do the workshop. I mean, there's a reason why Give Up Worry for Lent is one of the most popular Lent books for the last, I don't know, half decade. I hope you'll check out followingthetruth.com and see if you can get Gary to come out and do the presentation one night in your parish. Again, 888-318-7884. Is there, you know, Teresa was just asking you for scripture. Is there a particular scripture that you, because you're not shy about sharing, look, worry has been an affliction in your life. Is there one? I know that you have tons and tons of scripture that you go to, but is there one that you go, this is my go-to when I'm in, you know, high energy worry mode.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, it's interesting. It's actually from the gospel from today's daily mass, Matthew 11:28. Yeah. When Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened or heavy laden, and I will give you rest." What a great offer, you know?
Yes.
I'm weary, I'm burdened every day, Si, in some way, right? Whether it's car problems, whether it's financial issues, whether it's health problems, that's the invitation to go to him. What a great deal. I will give you rest. I tell him, Lord, bring it on. I need that rest.
You know, it's such a wonderful scripture because, Gary, what I hear when you say it too is there's this part of us that thinks being upset about the world, being almost frantic about, you know, the state of the church, that we feel like that we're required to do that. And then you have the Lord himself saying, I will give you rest. So take him up on the offer. Let him give you rest. He does not. He doesn't need you to be anxious or upset. That is not part of the plan. He doesn't need you to do that. If you want to talk with Gary Zimak, those on the line, hang on the line. If you haven't called yet, we've got some lines open. 888-318-7884. We hope that one of the things that we communicate here at Catholic Answers Live is that our Catholic faith allows us to be fully serious about all the problems we encounter in the church and in the world, but it also lets us have light hearts and maybe even mix in a bit of fun, and that is exactly what our good friend Joe Heschmeyer does in his popular podcast, Shameless Popery. You should check it out at shamelessjoe.com. Joe's got a deep grasp of the faith, of morals, the teachings of the church, all that, but he's also got a witty conversational style. He entertains and he informs, but you will leave equipped to better answer the most common challenges, misconceptions, and questions about the Catholic faith. He's got insightful guests, he does on-air debates, and he takes a close look into all the things that you want to know about as a Catholic living today. You'll walk away knowledgeable and filled with joy. Look for Joe on his YouTube channel. Check him out at shamelessjoe.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what you hear, become a patron.
Our Lord needs articulate defenders of the truth to spread the joy of the Catholic faith. Catholic Answers Monthly Giving Club, Society 315, helps you fulfill the call in 1 Peter 3:15 to always be prepared to make a defense for the hope that is in you. For as little as $10 a month, you'll help Catholics grow in faith, bring lapsed Catholics home, and lead non-Catholics to the truth. Go to casociety315.com and join today.
From its earliest days, Catholic faith has been lived by a yearly cycle of feasts and seasons. The new book from Mike Aquilina and Adam Lucas, Feasts of Our Fathers, is a one-stop companion for praying and meditating through the holy days and seasons of the church with help from the most ancient Christian people. Don't just read about the early saints, pray with them. Order your copy of Feasts of Our Fathers now at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore.
I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. Join me for Beacon of Truth today at 4 p.m. Eastern.
On the next Beacon of Truth, more on Our Lady of Guadalupe and Soulful Psalm 33.
Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Gary Zimak is our guest this hour. Next hour, we're going to talk about Mary. There's that new movie about Mary on Netflix. And if you've got questions about Mary, we'll do an Ask Me Anything. Oh, well, I shouldn't just credit Netflix. There's also two giant Catholic feasts of Mary this month, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception and the Feast of Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe. Hey, there I go. I got the thumbs up from Edgar on my Español. Our Lady of Guadalupe, of course. And we'll talk about Mary the next hour with William Albrecht. This hour, I love when we do these shows. We do them a couple times a year with Gary Zimak. Always at Lent we do it because he wrote the very popular book, Give Up Worry for Lent, and has the new book now, Find Peace in Advent, and helping people meditate upon the scripture, come closer, draw closer to the Lord our Father and our Savior, and accept the offer of peace that God gives. That's what Gary Zimak does, and it's important work in this world we live in today. And if you've got a question about it, 888-318-7884. We'll go to Long Island, New York. Gil, our friend in Long Island. Welcome back, Gil.
Yes, Strong Island, Long Island.
Strong Island, okay.
Oh, sorry. It's such a pleasure to talk to you guys.
That's always great.
Before I ask my question, I just thought of something you said. You're going to talk about Mary the next hour. I started loving the Blessed Mother more in 2014 when I started learning about, you know, stuff from EWTN. And I asked her to intercede for me. I have been trouble sleeping for many nights, and I had pain in my eyes, if you might remember that. My operation wasn't that successful, but I've been feeling a lot better. I have no pain in my eyes now, and my eyes are open. I couldn't even open my eyes, seriously.
Oh, thank God.
So I asked the Blessed Mother to please intercede for me. I don't know how to pray, but intercede for me with everything that I'm going through. My physical problems are getting better. I'm more active in groups here. I'm doing a lot better now. So,
well, thank you for that testimony, Gil. That's beautiful.
Yes, it's really true.
When the Lord answers our prayers, we should share that with other people. So that helps us all build up our confidence.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen.
My question relates to Philippians 4:6. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving present your requests to God, and the peace of God which passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Now, what do we do when we have false guilt? I find that 1 Peter 3:1-3 helps me a little bit, because sometimes I have false guilt, and it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy," that's the key, "he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So I'm wondering, there's another verse I think of, I think it's, you probably know better than me, Psalm 119, it says, "Great peace have they that love thy law, for nothing shall make them stumble." You familiar with that one?
Yeah. So,
great.
Oh, go ahead. Did you want to ask about, it seemed like you were asking about the meaning, though, of the passage from Philippians.
Yeah, and also 1 Peter 1:3-8, because I sometimes have false guilt.
That's right. Okay.
I'm doing what I have to do, you know.
Okay.
All
right. Well, let's turn it over to Gary Zimak, our guest, and let him get you an answer, Gil.
You know, Gil, I think I understand what you're saying. The idea of false guilt, guilty, feeling bad about something when you shouldn't, is that what we're talking about there?
Yeah.
What I would say is, I mean, that verse from Philippians, it's fantastic. It's just a reminder of the words of Padre Pio, pray, hope, and don't worry. You know, anytime we have the occasion to worry, we also have the occasion to pray. And I think what Paul is telling us there is, don't waste your time worrying or being anxious with the problem. Let it lead to prayer, because every opportunity to worry or even to have false guilt is a chance to choose to place your trust in the Lord. I think it's always interesting when Peter or when Paul talks about do it with thanksgiving. And I always tell people that, how can I be thankful if I don't know how the Lord's going to respond? But I can be thankful because I know that he hears all prayers and he will respond. Maybe not in the way that I want, but I know he's listening and I know he wants what's best and he will do the right thing at the right time. So for that reason, I could say, hey, Lord, thank you for however you answer this. But, you know, you get to do enough and you also experience that peace that Paul talks about. You know, there's something in it for us, too, when we do that, when we turn our problems over to the Lord. We get that peace which surpasses all understanding. But that's a process. You don't always feel that peace. It's gradual sometimes. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to be working on this for the rest of my life. I'm always going to have that tendency to worry, or maybe to think I did the wrong thing. And then you talk about that false guilt. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. I messed up somebody with what I said, or I did the wrong thing. But you know, when we do that, it's a control issue. And we're saying to God, you know what? You can't fix this. I messed this up so bad that you can't fix it. Which those of us who like to worry, like me, we like to control. We want to control everything. So I think we got to realize that Scripture is filled with stories of God bringing good out of really, really bad situations. The biggest is the crucifixion. Look what happened there. You know, so that helps us. We turn it over to the Lord saying, Lord, I don't know if I did the right thing. I feel guilty. I feel worried about this. Please help this, Lord. Fix it and grant me your peace. And he, I believe he will, you know. But again, you don't always feel that peace right away. It's the peace which surpasses all understanding because we don't understand it sometimes. But, you know, that's a great scripture that you bring up.
Gil, thank you very, very much. I hope that that was helpful to you. It's always great to get to talk with you, Gil. And again, thank you for the testimony about the about reaching out to Our Lady and her helping. I do believe this is something Catholics are actually not that good at, is telling other people when God has done good for us. Yeah. So I'm grateful to you for that. 888-318-7884 is the number. Kathy's in Omaha, Nebraska, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Kathy, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Gary Zimak. Kathy? Kathy in Omaha? Hang on, Kathy. I think I my eyeglasses failed me. I thought it said
my
line two.
Grandchildren.
Kathy, can you hang on a quick sec? Yes. I made a mistake. I read the thing wrong. I pushed the wrong button. This is why they call me Lord of the Buttons around here. So you got to start back at the beginning. I apologize for that, Kathy.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to ask him how I could not be so worried and concerned over the fact that my children and my grandchildren, some of them do not practice their faith, and I'm always very anxious, and I pray constantly, but it doesn't seem to change a thing.
Yeah, you know, that's a common problem, Kathy, that many people struggle with that, with problems with their children, with their grandchildren. Here's what I would say about that. Number one, God loves them even more than you do. He wants them to practice their faith. He wants them to be saved. He wants them to make it to heaven. He wants them to get their life on track. There's only so much you can do. And this is where we get ourselves into trouble with worry. I do this all the time because I worry when I try to control something that's not controllable. I'm trying to fix something that I can't fix. And I think it comes down to the way you would find the peace. And I'm not saying you're going to, again, like the same with the previous call, you might not feel it right away, but to get some sense of peace, you need to do everything you can to help them. And right now, it sounds like the best thing, or might even be your only option, is to pray for them. And by faith, we can believe that prayer works, even if we don't feel it, you know? There's numerous examples in the Gospels where we're told to pray constantly, to keep praying even when we don't feel like it. Even when we feel like it's not working, don't stop praying. And that's what you can do. You can pray. You can set a good example, but you live your life. Sometimes speaking to them, preaching to them, if you want to call it that, that could be a turnoff. So that really is dependent. Maybe there's a time to do that. There's not a time. There's a time when, you know, to back off. But please don't stop praying. God respects our free will. It took me a long time to really care about my faith. And I know somebody must have been praying for me, maybe even somebody who didn't know me. Don't stop praying, but trust in God's timing. He knows what he's doing. Finally, I just give the example of St. Augustine. His mom never prayed for him. St. Monica just kept at it. And look what happened. You know, so don't lose hope.
Does that make sense, Kathy?
Yes, it does.
Well, I'll tell you.
But it's hard, you know, when you
love them. And,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
and I don't preach to them. They know I love them, and they know I practice my faith all the time, you know.
Good.
But they don't seem to care.
Yeah. Maybe they do more than you know. I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but I would go back again to what Gary just said, just reiterate. I mean, for one thing, you don't know what they see and what they're taking from their grandmother. You're giving them a great deal, and you might not know how much of an effect it's having. But perseverance in prayer with a great deal of trust, I think that's what Gary said, is about where we find that peace. Kathy, I'll tell you what, I'll send you a Catholic Answers book if you'd like, and I've got one I'd like to give you, because maybe it's one you could leave around and the kids or grandkids will pick up. It's called Secrets from Heaven. and it's about the parables and sayings of Jesus. And it's one of those books where I think somebody might just pick it up and they might find themselves attracted to this person, Jesus, who they encounter in there. So hang on. If you'd like it, we'll send it to you there in Omaha, Nebraska. We have to take a quick break. Our guest is Gary Zimak. We're talking about his new book, Find Peace in Advent. And we're talking about the Lord who wants to give you that peace. If you want to have that conversation with us, 888-318-7884.
Hang on. We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
The Catechism defines evangelization as the proclamation of Christ and his gospel by word and the testimony of life. But what does that look like in real life? It looks like St. Paul street evangelists out in the public square sharing the good news. We're a Catholic nonprofit that starts conversations by handing out free sacramentals. Then we employ our method of listen, befriend, proclaim, and invite. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Adam Bly and I invite you to join us as we tackle the spirit world on EWTN Radio. Adam has assisted at thousands of solemn exorcisms and resolutions of hauntings. He also reaches out to educate people on the paranormal and the occult in our culture. Join us Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern for the spirit world on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. Gary Zimak, our guest. A lot of you know him from Give Up Worry for Lent, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ, something that, I don't know, thousands and thousands of people have done for Lent and found very, very helpful. And now, in addition to lots of other books that Gary has on this very topic, Find Peace in Advent is out, and you can get it now wherever you get your good Catholic books. One thing I did forget to mention is Gary does a very popular daily meditation for people who are afflicted with worry and would like that daily reminder, the daily thing in the inbox to help. You can get that at followingthetruth.com. It costs zero. It costs zero today, tomorrow, and the next day, every day. It's free, and just sign up, and you can get it each day, followingthetruth.com. And what are you doing right now there, Gary, for Advent? What are you doing on?
Right now, I'm tying into the readings in the daily meditations in Find Peace in Advent. So especially if somebody wants to get the book and they don't have it right now and they want to follow along, This daily email reflection will I really believe it'll help. And you know, every day, Si, I base my scripture, I take it from the daily mass reading. So I'm such a big believer in following the church. And you know, it's all good news. It's all good news. Even the tough readings, if you look hard enough and ask the Holy Spirit, you can find good news in the scriptures. And that's what I try to do. So yeah,
sign up for
followingthetruth.com free of charge.
Followingthetruth.com. We have a questioner in studio for you. You're a graduate, right?
I am.
You graduated from a very fine Catholic university we have here in Southern California called John Paul
the Great.
The Great Catholic University. I was going to say John Paul the Pretty Good, but I remember it's John Paul the Great Catholic University. Luca, thank you for coming in. You've been helping us with our audio, and you've got a question for Gary.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Gary, for some background, just graduated from John Paul the Great Catholic University this past August. And
congrats.
With that comes all these new challenges of, finances, got to go to work. And so recently I had a work situation come up where a little bit of a tricky situation, and I think I lost a lot of like joy, and kind of stole my joy and hope and peace in that moment. And even through Mass, like it took all of Mass to kind of regain it, and then I had to go confront it right afterwards again. So what would your, you know, words of wisdom, personal experience be for all these young people who maybe they didn't have perfectly worry-free lives, but they now are jumping into real-world stress and things that they take care of? How would you encourage them and what would you suggest in terms of releasing some of that worry and regaining their hope and peace, even when they're trying to offer it up and they're going to Mass and they're
wonderful
praying and everything else?
Luca, great question.
You know, Luca, that is a great question, and I can relate to that because it happens to me all the time. Life has a way of sucking the joy out of you sometimes because it could be right. Because, and even Jesus said, I mean, that's not a good theological explanation, but I mean, that's the truth. Jesus said, one of my favorite verses, John 16:33, he said, in this life, you will have problems, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. So he even didn't say it's going to be easy. It's difficult at times. I would say it's a process. It's a process we can choose to trust, even if we don't feel it. I mean, trust isn't a feeling, it's a choice. I struggle with this all the time, and sometimes I have to really work at it, but I can't produce a feeling of peace on my own. This is where we have to depend on the Lord to give us his peace. We can choose to rejoice, not in our circumstances, but I can choose to say, Lord, I rejoice because you're with me. You're bigger than my problems. And the way I do it is I get up early every day. I spend a little time reading some scripture. I'm able to go to daily mass. I'm blessed to be able to do that. I go to confession frequently. You know, I avail myself of the sacraments and scripture, and I work at it. I do what I can, but the peace comes from the Lord. And I will say, if you keep working at it, if you work through it, he's going to give you the peace. But sometimes it's gradual and it doesn't come as quickly as you might like. So it's very common what you're saying. And I've been doing this for years. I will say it gets easier. It takes less time for the peace to come sometimes. But usually when the peace doesn't come, it's because I'm holding on to something or I'm not choosing to trust as much as I could. I hope that makes sense.
Does it, Luca?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's good. It's a good reminder for Gen Z people to not expect this to be a microwave issue where you can just reheat it up and eventually it's already and just perfectly done for you. So, and I'm all about doing tough work and spending time with Jesus. So
that's why he's here. It's tough to work with us. So
can I just say one more thing, Luca, about that? I've been reading St. Faustina's diary, and when you read some of the writings of the saints, you realize that we're not the only ones who struggle with this stuff. There are many times when the saints say, I am not feeling anything. Lord, you're asking me to do something. Why are you making it so difficult for me? But they push through, and they give me confidence when I read their lives, the stories of their lives, and I realize that they struggle too. But faith is a matter of the will. It's a conscious decision, and you're not always going to feel it, you know? And when you do, when the Lord wants you to feel it, you're going to feel it. But there's times when he's asking you to really put the feelings on hold and love him just for the sake of loving him. So that's what inspires me sometimes. We're reading about some of the great saints and their struggles.
Awesome. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Luca. Sure. Thanks for being in here helping us. Thanks very much. The number is 888-318-7884. We're talking with Gary Zimak about his new book, Find Peace in Advent. And I'll give you a hint. I don't want to give anything away, but it has a lot to do with drawing close to Jesus. All right? I don't want to give away any of the book, but it has a lot to do with drawing close to Jesus. 888-318-7884. We're going to New York City now. Richard is listening on the Alexa. And Richard, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Thank you. Thank you for whispering that name, because if she hears it, she's going to respond. But, you know, peace has eluded me for so many years. I was diagnosed with chronic anxiety. That's how much I struggle with a sense of peace. I'm following the Lord as best as I know how. And I know something is missing, and I just don't know what. And sometimes I believe I've never had, like, an encounter with the Lord. You know, I'm just trying to be obedient as best as possible, read my word, the Bible, pray. I'm a sacristan at my local parish. I just don't know what else to do, and I just want to be at peace.
Okay, Richard, thank you.
Richard, first of all, I'm going to pray for you. I will pray for you, and I'm sure everybody listening will pray for you. It sounds like you're on the right track, and as I was saying earlier, I am not a medical professional, but I've dealt with enough therapists and people who are qualified to diagnose anxiety and to provide treatment. And I'll say, you know, sometimes it's a twofold approach. make sure you keep pursuing the medical treatment, the therapy, whatever you're doing, because you might have a, you know, it might be a biological condition. It might be something that requires that. But you're also doing the right thing by turning to the Lord and trying to follow him and trying to obey him. Sometimes we don't feel that peace, but the peace can come from knowing that you're doing his will, you know, by trying your best to follow him. There's an internal peace that comes out from that, peace of mind. But sometimes it gets blocked by various factors such as clinical anxiety, depression, the problems of the world. But it sounds to me like you're on the right track. And sometimes for certain individuals, that twofold approach is necessary, and it's the right thing. But whatever you do, keep following the Lord, try to do his will, and know that by doing that, you are really pleasing him.
Okay, Richard?
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank
Richard, you. Now don't hang up. Hang on. I want to send you a book. I've been giving it out, Secrets from Heaven, the book we have on the parables and sayings of Jesus. If you want it, I'll send it to you. Just hang on, and Edgar will get your information, and we'll send it off to you. I'm going to go a little bit quick now because we've got more calls and just a few minutes left with Gary Zimak, author of the book out now, Find Peace in Advent. And you know what it's about? Finding peace right now in Advent. Zicaro in Baltimore, Maryland, you are next. Welcome, Zicaro. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, thank you. I have a very similar question to what kind of a train there with Richard. It's similar, but I'm thinking about in Divine Mercy, I'm going to be starting my Certified Spiritual Director course. It's a 2-year thing, and I'm supposed to be starting that soon. And in doing that, also comes understanding your biggest weakness, and mine is definitely crippling panic attacks. It's not just general anxiety; it's very specific. It's panic. So I don't really live with just constant anxiety. All the time, I'm pretty happy. I'm a pretty good guy. But, like, when it'll hit and everything in that moment is just – it's very – it's a tunnel, you know?
Yeah, right.
And so it's similar to Richard in asking maybe a bit of advice, but maybe in that moment, you know, I do – you know, I will stop and I will pray, maybe pick up, you know, rosary and then start to pray that, or maybe just something as simple as the Jesus prayer. Mm-hmm. I'll do all that. But especially with this line that I want to be taking – in my life, in being a spiritual director, is there any bit of advice maybe you would give for a panic attack, just when it sets in, and if maybe I'm in front of somebody that I don't want to have see me like that? I know it's similar to Richard, but
Zicaro, thank you.
I'm so glad you called, Zicaro, because I want to tell you that, and I've written about this. I've dealt with serious panic attacks. There were at least, I would count, 5 or 6 times when I ended up in the emergency room because of panic attacks. So
right.
I totally understand it, right? It takes over your body, right? It's irrational, but it just, you can't stop it sometimes. What I would say is this. I've been blessed. I haven't had one in a number of years, but I used to have them a lot. Jesus has helped me tremendously. What you're saying about the rosary, that's a very practical thing to do, and a brief prayer. It's great because the rosary is a tactile exercise. So you're touching those beads and you feel that connection with the Lord and our Lady. It sounds to me like you are on the right track. I will pray for you. But the best thing I can tell you is the Lord has healed me from those panic attacks. And it wasn't with medicine. I tried medication, that didn't work. So I want to give you hope and know that through Jesus, you can get through this. And if you have any questions, you can always email me, Gary@followingthetruth.com. And that goes for anybody listening. Email me. I would love to share my story. But I've been there. I got through it with the help of Jesus. And brother, you're going to get through it too.
Zicaro, thank you. We're coming up to the end. I'd like to send you that book that I've been sending everybody, Secrets from Heaven, if you'd like it. I'd be happy to send it to you. That I've been around some of the folks who have had those panic attacks, and it is serious business. And I take it very seriously with Zicaro's question. I hope that the answer is helpful. And I know that there are people who are praying for everybody who's called today, including Zicaro. But as I said, we're coming to the end, so I want to just review. You can get the book, Find Peace at Advent, right now. You can also get yourself ready for Lent. Give Up Worry for Lent is also available, 40 Days to Finding Peace in Christ. Very popular book for a reason. And if a worry is something that you're dealing with and you would like to draw closer to the Lord by accepting his invitation to find rest. I would say check out Give Up Worry for Lent or Find Peace in Advent or one of the other books by Gary. I'll also say again, because of some the scheduling stuff that Gary described earlier, he is completely open for Lent. Happy to come do a one-day parish mission, a one-night parish mission on giving up worry for Lent. Just go to followingthetruth.com. Gary Zimak, I'll see you right before Lent, all right? We'll do this again.
Well, let's do it, brother. Thank you for everything you do, Si. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Wonderful work. Thank you. It's very, very important work. Coming up, we're going to talk about Mary. If you want to talk about Mary, 888-318-7884. You don't have to be Catholic. You don't even have to be a believer in Mary. If you got a question about Mary, 888-318-7884.